You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 13, Episode 10 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In this season, we're focusing on social issues. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about social media. Let's get started. When we talk about social media, what we're talking about are the various online networks like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and places like that. These networks that allow users to communicate with one another via text posts, photos, videos, and more. It's one of the more significant technological breakthroughs of our time. And like any sort of technology, any type of advancement like that, social media is not good or bad in itself. It depends on how it's used and what our attitude is toward it. Some people are going to avoid social media altogether, and they may even go so far as discouraging people from using it or condemning those who do use it simply because they believe that it's inherently bad. Some people are going to immerse themselves into social media, and many people seem to do this, to the point of excess, where it comes to be a detriment to their personal relationships, their work responsibilities, their overall health. And so in this episode, we want to take a biblical approach to looking at social media and how we should respond to it as Christians. Now, as we try to understand the extent of this issue and why it is we're taking time to talk about it, I want to bring up some statistics that I found as I was researching for this lesson. A 2016 survey found that 79% of Americans use Facebook, and 86% use the internet in general. Now, Facebook, the reason why that one is singled out is because it is the one that is the most popular social network. Maybe you use that, maybe you don't, maybe it's the one you use most often or not, but it is the most popular social network that is out there. And 79%, almost 4 out of 5 Americans, use Facebook. And in 2015, there was about 100 million hours of video watched on Facebook every day. 100 million hours of video, not counting all the other type of activity that is done on Facebook, the things you might read on Facebook or pictures that are posted on Facebook. 100 million hours of video watched on Facebook every day. And a 2017 report found that the average person will spend approximately 116 minutes a day on social media. So nearly 2 hours on social media. I've heard that that number is higher, though I don't have a link to the statistic. But now that that number is higher, that is almost 2.5 hours, but 2017, it was almost 2 hours a day that the average person spends on social media. And in 2014, there was a study done that found that 18% of social media users cannot go even a few hours without checking Facebook, which kind of leads to the perception or the idea that these type of technologies are or can be addictive, that you can't even go a few hours without checking Facebook and seeing what's on there. And all of these statistics, there'll be links to them in the show notes of this episode if you want to check that out. www.plainbibleteaching.com/podcast. You can find that and those links for more information. Now, as we look at what the Bible says about social media, the main thing I want us to realize is that when we talk about social media, we're talking about communication. That when we interact on social media, we are interacting not with a personless picture on there as someone's avatar that we see, that's not a real person there. We are communicating with a real person and real people out there. And so when we think about social media, the way we need to approach it is that, yes, we're not in the same room with someone, but we are talking to real people. We are communicating with real people. And so the biblical principles about communication apply to our use of social media. along with a couple other considerations that we're going to talk about. But the primary thing is communication. What does the Bible say about how we are to communicate with others? Well, first, we're going to go through these passages fairly quickly because we want to be able to hit all these points without going over too long. These episodes have been a little bit longer than what we have been doing as we've been going over these social issues, and this one may be about the same, but we don't want to go over too long today. So we're just going to go through these quickly. What does the Bible say that we are to communicate? Well, one, we are to communicate what is true. Proverbs 12 and verse 17, he who speaks truth tells what is right, but a false witness deceit. Tell the truth. We are to speak what is helpful. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29 says, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Communicate what is helpful to people, not what is unwholesome. But also back in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 25, it says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. Communicate what is encouraging, because people need encouragement. We also are to communicate what is instructive. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 7 says, the lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the hearts of the fools are not so. We are to instruct people, and we can do that through social media. But as we do these things, we say what is true, we say what is helpful, we say what we are trying to, how we're trying to encourage people. We're trying to teach people what is right. We're trying to spread knowledge. As we do that, we also need to be mindful of how we communicate that we are to do this in love. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ. One of the reputations of social media is that there is a lot of hateful speech on social media, and there is a lot of that out there. And so while we can speak the truth and speak what is right and speak what is instructive in a hateful way, we're not to do that. We are to do it. We are to speak the truth in love, just as we are to do in any other way, any other form of communication that we're going to use. Now, what are we not to communicate? Well, back in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 24, we are not to communicate what is false. Proverbs 4:24, put away from you a deceitful mouth and put devious speech far from you. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight. A lot of people talk about on social media fake news and things that are spread that are not true. There's a lot of misinformation that is spread, and we would be wise to make sure that what we are sharing is true and that we're not guilty of communicating what is false. Even if we don't intend to mislead someone, we need to make sure that we are not communicating what is false. Also, we are not to communicate gossip. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 28, a perverse man spreads strife, and a slanderer separates intimate friends. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 20 says, for lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, contention quiets down. There is a problem. There's always been a problem with gossip, and we need to avoid gossip and not use social media as the avenue that where we think we can get away with it. We are to avoid gossip. Then also here in Proverbs chapter 26, another thing that we are to avoid is avoid communicating something that is not any of our business. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 17, like one who takes a dog by the ears is he who passes by and meddles with strife not belonging to him. We do not have to get involved in everything, every controversy, and every argument that is out there. Some people foolishly put things out there on social media that they shouldn't, that's none of our business, they shouldn't have put it out there. We don't need to become involved in it simply because it's out there. Don't communicate what is none of our business. In Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 12, it says, "He who despises his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding keeps quiet." We can communicate things that are hurtful to our neighbor, and when we do that, we show that we despise our neighbor. Don't communicate things that are hurtful. Also, Proverbs 25 warns us we're not to communicate what is boastful, not to brag about ourselves. Proverbs 25 and verse 14, "Like clouds with and wind without rain is a man who boasts of his gifts falsely." Social media allows us to present a form or a version of us that we want people to see. And while it's perfectly fine to only share certain parts of our life with the public and social media, there is a danger or a temptation to make it look like our life is better than what it is, that we are more successful than what we are, that we can boast about things in a way that makes it look like we are better at certain things than we are, or that we have been more successful at things than we have been. Do not boast. Make boasts like this, as talked about the one who boasts of his gifts falsely. And also, going back to what we've already noticed, there is a lot of hateful speech on social media, and all of this really is rooted in anger. People get angry. There's outrage that spreads on social media. Do not communicate out of a position of anger. Proverbs 12 and verse 16 says, "A fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent man conceals dishonor." Sometimes it's better to be silent, which gets into the next point that's related to social media and how we communicate, is that we are to limit the words that we use. Some people seem to not know how to do this. Some people, they have their phone that's always in their hand, and they're just typing away, and they're just posting and putting out anything that comes to their mind without any filter. We know how much that can get us into trouble when we're speaking with people, if we don't have a filter on our mouths and we just say whatever comes to our mind. Well, that's going to get us into trouble. Same idea with social media. We cannot just type out and post whatever comes to our mind. We are to limit the words that we use. Several passages in Proverbs and one that we'll read in Ecclesiastes that talk about this, how we should limit what we say. Proverbs 12 and verse 18, "There is one who speaks rashly like the thrusts of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." In verse 23, it says, "A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims folly." Proverbs 17, verses 27 and 28, "He who restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool, when he keeps silent, is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is considered prudent." There is wisdom in restraining ourselves and not speaking and keeping silent. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 13, "He who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him." And how often people do that. They want to react. They want to respond immediately. And so they give an answer before they know the whole story, before they understand what they're really talking about. Gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him. In Proverbs chapter 29, Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 11, it says there, "A fool always loses his temper, but a wise man holds it back." Again, we see this a lot on social media. People lose their temper. Verse 20 of that chapter says, "Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him." In that passage that I said we would get to in Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 20, says, "Furthermore, in your bedchamber, do not curse a king, and in your sleeping rooms, do not curse a rich man. For a bird of the heavens will carry the sound, and the winged creature will make the matter known." What you say that you think is in secret, or you think is only going to be seen by a few people, the wise man says that it's going to get out. People are going to hear about it. People are going to know about it. And it's ironic that the wise man says that a bird from the heaven is going to make this known. And one of the social media networks, Twitter, its logo, there's a little bird in the logo, that these things get out, these things spread far beyond usually what we intend. So we are to be careful of what we say and limit the words that we use. But also we need to recognize that some communication, even when we are teaching the truth, is not going to be helpful because of the attitude, the one that we are trying to teach, or the group of people that we are trying to communicate with. Over in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 9, it says, "Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words." Sometimes it doesn't do any good to try to correct someone. Sometimes it doesn't do any good to get into an argument. Even when you understand what the scriptures teach, you know that you can show them what the passage is, but they've shown by their attitude and by their contempt for the truth and for fairness and for honesty that it's not going to do any good to communicate with them. So do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. No matter how much you think you have a reasonable argument, you may, but it's not going to do any good in that setting or in that forum. Proverbs 26 and verse 4, it says, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him." And in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 9, it says, "When a wise man has a controversy with a foolish man, the foolish man either rages or laughs, and there is no rest." That we spend all of our energy and spend all of our time trying to craft the perfect argument, trying to make it sound as reasonable as we can because we want to try to convince someone of the truth. Some people might respond to that. But a lot of times what you have on social media is that people are not interested in that. And so they are like the fool there. They will either rage, they'll either get mad, they will overreact, or they'll laugh. They'll just won't take it seriously. And there's not going to be any rest from that. It's like what Jesus talked about in Matthew 7 and verse 6. "Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." There are some people that it's not going to do any good to try to engage with them, and especially in that type of form, in that type of setting. We may be teaching the truth. We may be defending what's right, but because of their attitude, it's not going to do any good to try to engage in that setting. And then a couple more points briefly before we quit. When we think about social media and how we need to treat it, we need to guard against evil influences. There's a lot of good that we can get from social media. There's a lot of encouragement out there. There's a lot of good information out there. We can communicate with those that we know. But there are evil influences out there. And maybe even some that we know would fall into that category. We need to guard against that. Proverbs 17 and verse 4 says, "An evildoer listens to wicked lips. A liar pays attention to a destructive tongue." And there is a lot of that on social media. Do not pay attention to those influences. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33 says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." And then finally, going back to that idea of that last statistic that we noticed about the number of people who couldn't even go a few hours without checking Facebook, we need to be on guard against addiction to something like this. I mean, addiction to anything, but social media can be addictive. We need to guard against that. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 12, Paul said, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be mastered by anything." There is good in social media. I believe that there's a lot of good that can be done through social media. And there's benefits that I have gotten from social media. But we are not to be enslaved to it. We're not to be addicted to it. We're not to be mastered by it or by anything. And when we get to that point, that's when we need to step back and evaluate how we're using it, what our attitude is toward it, and then put it back in the place that it ought to be. So there's a lot of things that we talked about, and we could have gone a lot longer than we have, but we've gone already pretty long. But when we think about social media is a valuable form of communication. But we need to be careful that we use it properly, that we avoid using it in a way that will harm ourselves or harm our influence or distract us from what other responsibilities that we have in serving the Lord and helping others and responsibilities we have for our family and for our work. We cannot allow it to take away from that. So we need to use it for what it is good for and avoid the pitfalls that are so prevalent in the use of social media today.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
Since we're talking about social media, let me take this opportunity to invite you, if you haven't or if you're not already doing so, to follow Plain Bible Teaching on Facebook and or on Twitter, whichever platform you use, or both of them if you use both. You'll find links to new material and featured posts there. You can comment on posts and easily share the material with others. So if you have not already liked the Plain Bible Teaching Facebook page or followed Plain Bible Teaching on Twitter, if you use those platforms, you can check those out. There's a link to both of those in the show notes. Next week, we're going to be talking about busyness. Until then, I hope you have a great week.